Hi, and welcome to the Cutaneous Connection, a podcast from the staff at Dermatology Times, aiming to provide you with the latest news in dermatology, exclusive interviews with leading industry experts, and a glimpse of what goes on behind the scenes. I'm your host, Emma Andrus. In this episode, discover and learn how to address the unique challenges faced by college students diagnosed with atopic dermatitis, especially as they navigate new lifestyles and medication management. Dr. Ruchi Gupta will lead a session on this topic at the 2023 American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology meeting in Anaheim, California.
So I'm Ruchi Gupta. I am a professor of pediatrics and medicine at Northwestern Feinberg School of Medicine and Lurie Children's Hospital. And I am the director of the Center for Food Allergy and Asthma Research. I think that age, you know, as you transition from home to college and become very independent is challenging. And treatments have to be designed for their new lifestyle. And that means, you know, busy running around, socializing. Atopic derm is really big because, you know, it is something that anyone, but especially when you're in college, you become very conscious of. And so how do we help support them best? And so, you know, topical treatments are, I think, the mainstay in general. But, you know, are they able to follow a regimen? You know, again, if they're moving to a new place and the environment, you know, are there new flares that may come out? Where is their dermatologist and how do we support them? Is it back home or is it in their new location? You know, getting them really set up so that they can manage their atopic derm while in college is important. And then, of course, you know, there's newer ones that may be beneficial. So I think it's a real conversation with the adult, you know, with this young adult, actually, about, you know, is there a biologic that would be better for them versus a topical? And how do we have those conversations and do shared decision making? I mean, this is so important because atopic derm also often goes along with allergies and food allergies and asthma, you know, so many of these kids, actually, what we found is, you know, about kids with eczema, a significant and atopic derm, a significant portion, at least a third, may also have allergies and asthma. So very, very important to manage, you know, the whole atopic spectrum of conditions for them as they move on to being independent. A lot of times when they're home, you know, they have the support of their parents and the safety of their home and their doctors locally, you know, who they see. And so once they move into college, the big issue is how do we manage all these conditions and let you live this independent full life of, you know, lots of activities that you want them to do, whether it be sports or, you know, the social activities and clubs and trips and stress that may come along with, you know, intense classes and how that all impacts a lot of these atopic conditions. So, you know, one big recommendation is, you know, for their, you know, general physician and their dermatologist and maybe their allergist, you know, have those meetings before they go to college and really discuss, you know, what their lifestyle is going to change and be like, and how do we manage all their conditions with the right medications that will serve them. And then have that open dialogue where if it's not working for them, or if they're flaring, or, you know, they're not able to manage the regimen, how do we quickly pivot and switch to something else that works for them? Because the hardest thing is quality of life. I mean, we see so many of these kids go to college and they're embarrassed oftentimes of their, you know, atopic derm conditions. And then of course, you know, food allergies, you know, being able to ask and how do they get support when they don't know what may be in the foods they're eating at parties or club activities, et cetera. To their asthma, you know, just making sure as they're playing sports and everything that they have their meds up to date and inhalers. So all of these conditions are so critical to focus and make a complete care plan with this young adult and then execute on it, but then quickly be able to pivot if it's not working. And this is where we really need to have open, and it's very, very important for the physician, whether it be the dermatologist, allergist, you know, primary care physician, to really have that open conversation with them. Because, you know, when you talk about food and food allergies, a lot of times you don't know what's in a lot of drinks even, you know, we talk about that, and they're trying new things at parties, or there'll be a lot of food lying around, and it's hard for them always to ask, like, oh, does anyone have, you know, a label, or know if there's this, you know, nuts in this mix that's sitting on the table. And so those kind of bad decisions sometimes happen, and it's very understandable. I mean, it's a lot of peer pressure at this age. It's a lot of wanting to fit in. And then there's that, you know, whole frontal lobe thing, and, you know, decision-making isn't fully developed. And there's also this feeling of, you know, wanting to be around. And what we see is that often these students, you know, some of them do, you know, go full in, and some are really careful, and some end up being isolated. And that's what we want to avoid, because of the fear of any kind of reactions or anything happening. And so they end up isolating themselves and not attending a lot of the activities that we would like them to enjoy in college, and whether that be clubs, sports, parties. So how do we empower students? I think that is the absolute key. How do we empower them with the tools that are needed to be able to be safe in those environments and enjoy them? So I would definitely recommend, when they get to college, to figure out their health center, right? And really get connected there. Again, you know, for their atopic derm, we talked about that. For other things, if they have food allergies, you know, get in touch with the nutritionist. Most colleges are becoming way more aware of all the food conditions, not only food allergies, but celiac and intolerances. There's a lot now. 10% of kids going to college have a food allergy, you know, and then an additional amount have a lot of these other things. So I'd say about at least 20% are avoiding a food when they get to college. So make sure you get in touch with a nutritionist, talk to your dining hall. A lot of times they have stations with safe foods. Really look into these things when you're choosing a college even, and get those resources and those people on your college campus a part of your world, you know, so you can turn to them and make sure you have everything you need. I think those are really key things. Again, choosing a roommate, you know, make sure they know and they're able to be there to support you. A couple things that we found is that one of the biggest, indicators of success is having a very strong support group. And most of that is your social, your peers. So really finding people in your new college who understand and support. And, you know, there are groups and colleges now developing local chapters and then moving them on to other chapters. I know at Northwestern, we have a group of students who have started a club here called Cafe, and it's for, you know, allergies, but, you know, kind of the whole atopic spectrum of conditions. So joining a club like that, having like-minded peers, people to support you, is really critical. So I would really advocate for that. I'm happy to provide you with more information on our local chapter and how you branch that out. There's a couple of places in the country that are starting similar things. And so be part of that support network. So one is your peers, and two are that other larger group, right? So your health center, the nutritionist there, the dining hall, your college mentors, you know, who can also help you navigate. So having those support structures in college, I think, is the highest chance of success and being able to truly enjoy all of college while staying safe. So my daughter is 17, and she's a senior in high school, and she has terrible atopic derm and food allergies and environmental allergies. So I am speaking from very personal firsthand knowledge. So as I give you advice on how to navigate, I am also trying to do it myself. So it makes you really nervous when they want to go far away, but we have to obviously encourage them and let them fly. So I would say, you know, checking in on a very regular basis, even a text. My son is in college. He's a senior in college here. And I'm like, just, you know, a quick text, you know, and when he went to school with allergies and got his allergy shots in college through the health center. And we navigated all that, and it worked out really well. So, you know, as parents, you know, sending your kids off to college, or, you know, when physicians are talking to the whole family, Definitely check in, make sure they're safe, and make sure they have support where they're moving. So find a local doctor, whether it's at the college health center, if they need a dermatologist in town, if they need an allergist. I mean, there are a lot of ways to identify those people and get a couple appointments so that they're hooked in, you know? So if something happens, they're not, you know, having to figure it out at the last minute. That often can be very challenging. I mean, for dermatologists, I mean, it's amazing, you know, what you do and how much we have, how many resources in terms of new medications and better treatments. And so just, you know, really understand that, because I, you know, even with my own daughter, you know, is it best to have a topical? Is it best to have one of the biologics? Like, understand their lifestyles and work with them to make sure, you know, we can get them the treatments they need. And, you know, just work with whatever college they're going to, because a lot of the health centers there can administer them. So if they can get that set up with you to, you know, if they have a biologic, for example, and they need it administered monthly, you know, at their college, that is a possibility. So, and it may be easier on this young adult, you know, to have that done versus, you know, daily topicals, et cetera, with their lifestyle. So just take all of that into consideration. I know they already do and do an amazing job, but, and then, you know, help them find maybe a colleague of yours, wherever they're moving to be able to follow up with. Oh my gosh, this conference is incredible. Like I just can't get enough. I mean, there's so much excitement, I think, in the field of, you know, atopy in general, in terms of new treatments, tons of prevention. So it's exciting. I've been working in this area for 20 years now, and to see the changes and all the advances happening so fast is really so rewarding. So yeah, so I can't pick, but it'll be a great conference. I'm very excited.
For more Dermatology Times content, from articles to videos and podcasts, visit www.dermatologytimes.com.